Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 94940, Baruch Hashem, the 15th day of Kislev, Tovshin Yitzayim, Brooklyn, the Rabbi Chosid. The Rebbe addressed it to Morenu Sadia Liberov, who lived in Tzafru, Morocco. I was a shliach over there, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 9th of Kislev, and I'm surprised that you don't mention anything about your preparation for the Fabringen, for Yud Kislev, which is the day of the redemption of the Mittler Rebbe. The Rebbe says, even in your community that you live now, you can find words to explain matters of the teaching of Hasidus. You could explain, even though he lived in a place where most of the people were not learned and didn't know much about Hasidus, but the Rebbe says you can find ways to tell them and to teach them to teach them the teaching of Hasidus, and therefore also words to enlighten them according to understanding and the grasp of the Jewish people that live over there. And certainly the Rebbe says on the clear day of the day of Yitzchak Kislev that our redemption and the redemption of our souls have been given to us, quoting from the words of the Rebbe Rashab, and he says they're both the essence as well as the expansion. The Rebbe used this a few times already as the Alter Rebbe's letter, the Rebbe Rashab's letter that is known, that was printed in the Hayom Yom for Yutes Kislev. And the Rebbe says, in your community and the surrounding, you have the privilege to be the pipeline. Through you, the wellsprings need to spread out to every place and every corner. You are the one who is there, over there, so you have that privilege. As the known language, that your wellspring should go to the outside, Mashiach told the Basem Tov. So you are the one and the pipeline through which it can come to the outside. And since Hashem does not come with unfounded expectations of His created beings, for sure you've been given the powers and the opportunity for this. It only depends on your want. You have to want. I look forward for good news. The Rebbe is saying to him, why don't you talk about Yud Kislev and Yutas Kislev Fabringens, even though you're in a community which is not at the level of understanding, but you can find words to explain to them, give them according to their understanding, and enlighten them with words that you can would touch them, and this is your opportunity and this is your obligation. You're the one that is stationed over there, and you have to see to it to spread out into the outside, and you must have the powers because Hashem, you know, put you there. So therefore, it only is up to you wanting it. I look forward for good news. The Rebbe says that the Maimer Maim Rabim that it was published then, for sure you received. The Rebbe blesses him with a blessing of redemption and for good news and all the above, and also good health for all your family members, may they live. Now, then the Rebbe says, footnote, Anichta Bitsidai. If amongst the student in Tzafru, so they were running a school over there, are such that will be part of the of a group, those who get Chanukah money, and the Rebbe has distributed before, we saw, to the different various ages, students, what they did, the Rebbe would give them Chanukah geld, and we learned that also before in the letters. The Rebbe spoke about giving Chanukah money to these people over there, and So the Rebbe says, for sure you will distribute them in my name. Give them in the name, give them chanukah gilt from the Rebbe. And you should utilize the opportunity to explain to them about Chanukah based on the teaching of Chassidus. And it would be appropriate that in all of the institutions, all the Yosef Yitzchok, that in Morocco should be the same amount, as the Rebbe said, not in one place. One, all the institutions, they distribute the Chanukah gilt, give everybody the same amount in all the schools across Morocco. Of course, he was in Tzafru, but there was in Casablanca, there was in the various different cities within Morocco where there were functioning all the Yosef Yitzchok, those were the schools established yet by the previous Rebbe in Morocco. And I guess the Rebbe doesn't say this, but I guess they gave the Rebbe's name. The Rebbe would send them probably the money that he asked them to distribute. But anyways.